If we learn like this, what's going to be Rosa Yom Chamisha Sal Chodesh there? And he should say the 15th day of the month of this Chodesh. Then the Yom Tazayin Chodesh there, the second month, she did not see on the 15th, but on the 16th day of the month, the 16th. Then the Yom Shivos Chodesh there. Then on the third month, she saw the 17th day, not the 15th, not the 16th, but the 17th. So the last 3 months she saw on the 15th, then the 16th, then the 17th. So Lachar is, Rav says, Rav Amar Kovel of Esther's Ledilug, yes, she has a vest kavua now, Ledilug. And therefore on the 4th month she's going to have to be afraid for the 18th day. Not for the 17th, but for the 18th, because we see that she has a cycle of every month, she skips another day, a day later. Ushmul Amar Shmul says, no, so far she does not have a vest kavua. It has to happen a fourth time. There has to be three intervals in between that we see a skipping. There has to be three skippings. Like this, we only saw so far two skippings, like from 15 to 16 and from 16 to 17. So Shmuel says she has to see the next to fourth month on the 18th day, then we see three skippings, that's called the Veskavua. So first of all, I want to say, Neymar, let's say that Rav Shmuel, what is this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that Rav Shmuel replied to the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel Kemiflegi, maybe they argue in the machlokes between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, how many times makes up a chazaka? Does 2 times make up a chazaka? Does 3 times make up a chazaka? Titani will learn like this. Nisei Slavishin, a lady got married 1 time, Umeis, her husband died on her. Then Lashani, she remarried to a second husband, Umeis, and the second husband died on her. So Lachar is Lashlish led to Nasa to the Rebbe. Rebbe says she cannot get married anymore, because she's Becheska, that her husband's going to die. So she's not allowed to get married. 2 times it's called the Chazaka. Rebbe Shimon, Madame Leah Leimer, Legimel to Nasa, no, she's still allowed to get married to a third husband. But Ledalid led to Nasa, not to a fourth husband. So, to a fourth husband, not, because see, only after 3 times it's called the Chazaka. That's the machlokes here also, according to Rav and Shmuel, everybody holds the chazaka is how many times it skipped in between. So Rav says after 15, 16, 17, even though she only skipped twice in between, that's enough because twice is called the chazaka. And Rav Shmuel says on the 4th month, because he also need 3 times to make a chazaka. So Rav says, light, maybe the Fatah machlokes over here, it could be the Kuli Yama, even Rav holds Rav Shmuel Gamliel. That everybody, both Rav and Shmuel, agree that chazaka is after 3 times. So what's the machlokes here then? Fihoch over here, Baruch Mifugah, they argue like this, that Rav Sava, Rav holds, that Chamisha Osa Miminyona, the 15th day, the first day she saw is part of this count. In other words, the last 3 times she saw, there's a cycle like. They saw the 15th, then the 16th, then the 17th. So in these last 3 times she saw, we see a cycle that every month now she skips another day. So that's enough to be kavei a vest. You don't have to have 3 times skipping. It's enough that within 3 riyas we see a cycle. A Shmuel Shabanel, Shmuel holds a Shmuel Savar, Kiva and the La Bedilik Hazise, since she did not see 3 skippings, La Minyonhu, the first day does not count, that's not part of the skipping. So Shmuel holds the Chazaki has to be a Chazaka of skippings. So you have to first see the 15th, then to the 16th, that's 1. The 16th to the 17th, that's 2. Then the 17th to the 18th, that's 3. Then after the 18th, then the next month, she's Kaveh of Eskavur to see on the 19th, then the 20th. That's the Machlokes over here. By a vest of the Dilug, you have to have 3 skippings, or it's enough within 3 days, 3 riyas, like we see a cycle. Eisra, I have a question now. It says, Aloha, Hoislimu, says now Mishnah, Hoislimu, Delias Roya, Yom Tezvav. She first had a vest kavua to see every 15th day of the month. For Shinsa, she skipped, Liyom, she shows at the 16th day of the month. So Aloha is there, Vizasurim, both days are Rasa. What's going to be Shinsa, Liyom, Shivasa? Let's say she skipped now the next month to the 17th day. So Huta, she shows, she does not have to be afraid anymore for the 16th day. If that only happened 1 time, it's necker after 1 time. But for Nessa, for the 3rd month, she's also still Chamisha, the 15th day of the month. And also, the Shiva, also only the 17th, that was the last best Shani Kavua. What's going to be Shinsa Liyam Shemaina, so she changed now 4th time to the 18th day. Now, Hutra Kulam, now she doesn't have to be afraid for any other day, because she already happened 3 months that she did not see on the 15th day. She's Iker the 15th day. She's only also now every next month, a day later after the 18th, and the next month she's also the 19th day, the next month the 20th day. So here you see you have to have three skippings to make it into a vest. So she has to see the 15th, then the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Then you first get a vest kavua. According to Rav, it should have said this aloha after the 17th, after the third month, when she saw the 17th day of the month. So my answer is, Rav will answer back and say, no, here it's different. That limud is shani, here it's much different. But over here, since when she saw on the 15th day, it wasn't a pshat after the first time she saw, but limud is she used to see she has a vest kavua. So when she saw the 15th day of the month, that's not like a new cycle, that's part of the old cycle, that's the vest kavua. See, if she did, when she sees the 16th, that's the first Riyah. Then the 17th, she only saw two times. So even Rav would agree, she has to see Len on the 18th, and then it's called the last three Riyahs, was with skipping. So Mar says, with the Karula, my Karula, what's the Avamin here? What was the question? How could you ask such a question? Shita, Rav would agree with her, since she was Lamuda, since she was used to having the best Kavu on the 15th day of the month, so Shita, the last time she saw on the 15th, that's not like part of the new cycle, that's part of the old cycle, though she was used to see on the 15th day of the month. And now she skips to the 16th, that's the first Riya, the first new seeing of a new cycle. So what's the Avamin? What was the question? Yes. So most of the Avamin was because maybe really Lamud Yitzrich lay. That the reason why it says the case that she saw a Vest Kavu on the 15th is not because that's the only time. Even if it wouldn't have been a Vest Kavu, it would be the same halacha. But the Chiddush is, even though she was used to seeing the 15th day of the month with a Vest Kavu, that still the Ma'at HaTayim Abba thought to say, Kivun the Lamuda, since she was used to seeing on the 15th day, the Okrosa betray Zimna, and since she uprooted after two times, maybe not seeing two times, the 15th and the 16th and the 17th, that's enough. As Kamashmala know, still you have to be Yekri after three times, it has to be that she saw the 18th day, she skipped three times. That's why it says the Chiddush over here, the of Limuda. But really, even without Limuda, it would also be the same Malacha. That's why the Gemara is the Kasha, according to Rav. And Rav answers, no, it's not true, that it's only because it's Limuda, that's why here you have to come on to the 18th. But without Limuda, it would have been enough if the 17th would also be called the Vest Kavua. Nice, I have a question like this. It says, what's going to be Rosa Yom Esrim V'yechovach B'choydezeh? She saw the 21st day of this month. Esrim Mishnayim B'choydezeh, and the second month is the 22nd day. B'choydezeh. Yom Esrim Ushloisha B'choydezeh. Then she saw the 23rd day of the third month. So it says, Kavul HaVest Siruga. A couple of vests, she has a vest now, that the next month she'll have a vest kavua to see the 24th day. What's going to be though now in the third time, Sirgulay and Esrim V'yabo, instead of seeing the 23rd day, she skipped 2 days and went to the 24th day, is like a couple of vests, she's not kavay a vest, because it's not a straight cycle. But I call upon him to use the Shmuel, here's a Kasha and Shmuel, because here is Samash, we have to see the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, it's a vest kavua, even though there's no three skippings yet. Amulach Shmuel, Shmuel answers back and says, no, Hocha b'mayaskin, what we're talking about over here, Hocha b'mayaskin, the Kagayin, Tirigila l'mechzei b'yayim esrim. She had a vest kavua to see every 20th day. V'shinsan, she changed l'yayim esrim b'yechod to the 21st day. And therefore, the 21st day is called like a skipping. See, even Shmuel would agree, if you see the 21st and the 22nd and the 23rd, that's called three skippings here, therefore that's called the vest kavua. Was Bekin and I being a proof for this also? The Shavkin and Liyoyim Esrim, they leave over the 20th day. The Nokad Le, they start counting Esrim Yecha 21st day. Ishma Mina, here we're talking about that the first she had a vest kavu every 20th day. And then now she saw the 21st day. So that also was called the skipping from the last 20th to the 21st. So therefore here Shmuel agrees when she sees 1 month the 21st. Then the 22nd, the 23rd, that's called three skipping, that's called the Shalosh Badilug, therefore should have a Vest Kavu here, even according to Shmuel. Then the Mishnah says, Shenisha Kavaz Lavesa, Sacha Tikven, Tushis Kavay, three times. Omra Papa, Lo Yamor, this is only said that Le Mikvah, to say, when is she Kavaya, that she has the Vest Kavu, it's only after three times. Avalomechishlo, to be afraid, like the next time, to be Choshe that day of the month, even after one time, like whenever she sees that day of the month, the next month she has to be afraid for that day. And it says, "My commercial, what's the Kiddush?" Tanima, we learned like this. That's not Mishnah. She used to have a vest kavua to see every 15th day of the month. The shinson she changed now liyom esrim to the 20th day. So it says as zev is esrim. It says clearly the next month, the 15th day is also because that's still a vest kavua. But also the 20th day of the month is also. So you see, even though she only saw one time so far on the 20th day, he had to be cheshit for that. So Mora says, no, you may ask me for this alone. Have been, I would have thought to say, Hanan me, the woman who said, Echad, the Kaima B'toch, you may need to do so. Only if this day that comes out, the 20th day in the Mishnah, is during the day that she's fit to become a Nidah. That's when she has to be Cheshit, even though it only happened one time. Have been, Echad, the Kaima B'toch, you may need to do so. Let's say it's not during the day that she become a Nidah, but rather it's during the Yura Aleph Yom, that she become a Zovah. Since during those Yud Aleph Yom, she's usually called the Cheskas Muslekas Domim, Eim Aloy, maybe then I do not have to be Cheshit for a Vest Shein Nekavua. Yes, Kamash Malon, yes, that any time she sees, even though it comes out that time, it was during the 11 days between one Nidus and another Nidus, still, the next Chedus, she has to be afraid for that day, for that's called the Vest Shein Nekavua. Until she's Kaveh three times, then it becomes a Vest Kavua. Then the Mishnah says, "We ain't in time in the vest. She doesn't get rid of the vest until she's ikrit three times." Amar Rav Papa says, "Where more the Mishnah only meant to say, well, the kviyusa klasa zimna, that she was kaveirit for three times. Then you should know the tzricha klasa zimna lemekra. She has to have three times to be yoke of that vest. Avol treiz zimna. She was only kaveirit the vest out of only two times. Then the chod zimna mekra could be uprooted after one time." So Moshe says, "My kamashman, what's the chiddush? Shalini, we don't like this." And Isha Kavasla Vesrach of the Kavana Shalosh Pom, she's only Kavir Vesrach, it happens three times. So Mar says, yes. Mother time, I would have thought to say, Chod Lechad, that if you have one time, you could be Oikri after one time. But Trey Latat, if you see two times, maybe you have to be Oikri two times. Or Tlos Latlos, if you see three times, then you have to be Oikri after three times. Yes, Kamash Ben Atzachidish know that even though you saw it twice in a row, the last 2 months, you saw the 20th day of the month, the third month, if you skip to the 21st day, you oiker that vest. As long as you are not kaveirit three times in a row, you can be oikered after one time. Tanya Kavasapar, bring your proof to a pop. It says, Hoislamudul Yisrael Yom Eschim. She used to have a vest kavua every 20th day of the month. Veshinsa, she trains now Liyom Shleshim to the 30th day of the month. Zalochri Zeb Zasurim, both days are also. Hegir Yom Eschim comes the next month, the third month, the 20th day, and she does not see Blei Rosa. Muteras l'shamish, she's muter to live with husband. Ad yom shleishim, till come the 30th day. That's the vest shein kavua. V'chashesh yom shleishim, have to be afraid for the 30th day. What's going to be a gear yom shleishim passes by the 30th day for Rosh, and she sees then. So that one was so far, she has still has a vest kavua every 20th day, and she saw the last two times on the 30th day. So now her gear yom shleishim comes the 20th day, she has to be chashesh, she wasn't like that vest yet. But for Rosh, she did not see the 20th day. So that she has to be cheshit for the 30th day. The Yigi Yom Shleshim comes the 30th day, and again, for Rosa, she did not see. The Yigi Yom Esam comes again the next month, the 20th day, for Rosa, and she sees then. So even though it happened that it passed by three times, she did not see on the 20th day, but since she was not kavei a new vessel, the locher is now that she sees again on the 20th day, for Rosa is Hutra Yom Shleshim. Since Lamaisa, the last time she skipped the 30th day, she did not see then. So since she skipped it once, it's oiker, even though she saw twice already on the 30th day. But since she was not made, she did not make it into a vest kavua, it didn't happen three times, she's oiker after one time.